Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day. It's just that Saturdays remain for the boys and for college football. We are down to the final two weekends, full weekends of college football before we get into bowl season and a playoff unlike any other in college football history. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC and Damian Perez on ESPN 106.3, live worldwide on the ESPN app and on any and all smart speakers or connected devices. Just tell that robot thing, play ESPN West Palm, and there we shall stream. We're also available the entire show, commercial breaks cut out, minutes after we're done, wherever you get your podcasts. Wherever you get your podcast, just punch in Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen, and you shall get your hands upon it. Good Saturday morning, Damian. Que paso?
Good morning.
People say to me, they say, why do you say que paso as opposed to que pasa? And I'm like, que paso means like what happened?
Yeah.
Like what happened?
Like what's going on? What do you do?
Yeah, so que paso as opposed to que pasa, that's the difference for me.
Right.
Right. Good enough. All right. We got a full slate of college football, so let's just get right at it without any further ado. And we begin because we got ourselves, get this, just three games this weekend between top 25 teams. We were spoiled early in the season.
We were.
Remember we used to have weekends where there were five and six top 25 matchups?
Yeah.
Well, they've weeded themselves out. Full slate. We'll circle back on the big game at noon because that is our big game, which is presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood. But the slate itself... at noon, otherwise, the number nine team in the country, Ole Miss, 8-2 on the year, in the swamp at the Florida Gators. Gators now 5-5.
Yeah, 5-5 and 3-0, where Lagway plays all four quarters.
Yeah, by the way, the Gators a 10.5-point home dog, and this one, Florida enters off the upset win at LSU, or versus LSU, but they're without three top cornerbacks, and they will, of course, need to win the last two to be bowl eligible. Gators got to get this one in next. To be bowl eligible once again. Meanwhile, for Ole Miss, quarterback Jackson Dart, 372 yards short of the school record for passing. That would, of course, top Eli Manning. He should get that done in the next 2 weeks. Wide receiver Trey Harris returns for Ole Miss. He's a factor. Thoughts?
I think UF covers, but I don't think they win this game. Ole Miss coming off a bye. As you said, Jackson Dart only needs 372 yards.
He may get that. He may get that today.
He might just get that this game.
Yeah.
Three cornerbacks out, and Ole Miss has been a high-scoring team all year with big explosive plays. That doesn't add up well.
Also today at noon, Wake Forest, 4-6 on the year, travels to the University of Miami. Our Canes, the eighth-ranked team in the country, now 9-1, but the Canes are a 25-point favorite. Miami needs to win the last two to reach the ACC title game. Remember a couple weeks ago, you and I talked about Miami, Georgia Tech, and I said, this is a slip spot.
Yep.
This is a trap spot. This is a danger zone. It turned out to be even worse than I thought.
Yeah, yeah. And we've been saying this about Miami all season. It's the defense. You know, they have a great offense. They have a Heisman candidate in
Ward. They score a lot of points.
But they just can't keep teams from scoring on them. It's incredible.
That's the problem, is that Miami enters off of that loss at Georgia Tech. 3:30 this afternoon, the 16th-ranked team in the land. The Colorado Buffalo, Coach Prime and company, 8-2 at Kansas. Rock Chalk Jayhawk, 4-6 thus far this season. This, by the way, is being played at Arrowhead Stadium, home of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas, a 3-point dog. They get the advantage. They're the home team, even though they play this at Arrowhead. Colorado, by the way, if they win the last two, they're in the Big 12 title game. Kansas, get this. They now have back-to-back wins against ranked teams. That's the first time this program has ever done that. The program has never had back-to-back wins against top-ranked teams. That is wild to me. Colorado scored 124 points in the last four games, so they're firing a little bit. You just talked about the problem perhaps with Miami where the offense keeping the defense's liability. A little bit of an issue maybe with Colorado on defense.
Absolutely, and it's what we've seen last year, and we're still seeing it this year, but to a lesser degree. I think the Colorado turnaround from last year has kind of been positive. The vibes are great in Colorado. This is a game where if they win, they just got to win one more and they're in the bowl game. So I'm going to take Colorado in this game, to be honest.
All right, we'll pick that one perhaps. 3:30 today, 14th-ranked BYU, now 9-1 in the season. Speaking of Kansas, that was the slip there. They are at Arizona State. This is the first of our three top 25 head-to-heads. Arizona State, 8-2 on the season. They're the 21st ranked team in the country. 3-point favorite, BYU. They dropped 8 spots in the CFP rankings with that Kansas loss. BYU, they got only 6 points off of 4 trips to the red zone against Kansas. If you go to the red zone 4 times and you come away with 6 points, you're probably going to lose that game. Meanwhile, get this. Arizona State's coach is literally publicly begging fans, please do not sell your tickets to BYU fans. They're worried about them. No, there's a big Mormon contingency in the area. And Sun Devil's coach said, listen, literally said, ask to see a hat or a T-shirt or something of ours before you sell them your tickets to make sure that they're not a BYU fan. That's when you are that concerned about your home crowd, that's wild to me.
Yeah, and especially Arizona State coming off a big win against Kansas State. They're hoping to come in this game and show that they can compete against the big boys. But BYU,
they're coming in pissed.
They're coming in. Destiny still in their hands. They win the next 2 games, they're in the Big 12 finals. So this is a game where, like you said.
Yeah, but how about coach saying, have them show you a T-shirt or a hat or something before you sell your tickets. Like, you're doing this on, you know, StubHub or SeatGeek or whatever.
Kind of hard to do that.
And you're like, hey, dude, I need you to send me a picture of you wearing a, like, really?
Yeah.
I got a feeling this crowd's going to be a little bit thicker BYU than maybe what coach had hoped for.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Feels like that's the direction this is going. Also, 3:30 today, the 4th-ranked Nittany Lions of Penn State, 9-1 this season. They are at Minnesota. 6-4 are the Gophers. Gophers, by the way, an 11.5-point home dog. Penn State rebounded with back-to-back wins since that Ohio State loss. That's a good sign. Meanwhile, they also beat Purdue 49-10 last week, which is what you're supposed to do with a team like Purdue. I'm going to be honest here. Minnesota plus 11.5. That's PJ Fleck. That's Row the Boat. He's a, you know, kind of a rah-rah guy. This is a danger spot for Penn State. There'll be times in this game that Penn State, I assure you, is wondering, uh-oh, how do we survive this?
Yeah, and this is a game where Minnesota, they like to control the pace. So it's important for Penn State to come out hot and score some points early. Because if it's a close game, Minnesota will be able to control that pace, and it will get complicated for Penn State.
Control the clock.
Yep.
Keep Penn State off the field. 7 o'clock tonight, the 19th-ranked Army. 9-0. And Notre Dame, the 6th-ranked Fighting Irish. They are 9-1. This game is at Yankee Stadium. Notre Dame, a 14-point favorite. Army is one of just 3 unbeaten teams remaining in big-time college football. Army, by the way, did you know this? The longest win streak in the country. 13 consecutive. That's the longest win streak now in the country. If you do the math on that, it means they ended last season 4-0. Now 9-0 on this season. Notre Dame, however, they've won their last 8 since that early slip. And by the way, in this rivalry, Army and Notre Dame, which goes back 100-plus years, did you know Notre Dame has won the last 15 consecutive over Army? I know that they're a 14-point favorite, but this line was 17. This number came, and by the way, I'm looking at Hard Rock Bet. This may fluctuate even further, but this was a 17-point line that came down, and what that means is the money being bet on Army.
Absolutely.
The big money, the sharp money.
Army being 9-0, I think they haven't seen anybody like Notre Dame this year. I think their combined record of the opponents is 23-57. So this is a game where, yes, they're 9-0, but I don't see that being the case after the game.
What Army obviously would like to do is really shorten the game.
Yeah.
Is allow Notre Dame a possession and a half, a quarter at most. If you can get out of this by allowing Notre Dame 6 possessions, you got a chance.
You got to force some turnovers too. I think that'll be big in this game.
7:30 tonight, Alabama, the Crimson Tide. They are the 7th ranked team in the country, 8-2 on the season. They travel to Oklahoma. How about the Boomer Sooners at 5-5? They're a 13.5-point home underdog. Bama's playing for a spot in the college football playoff. Don't get it twisted. Oklahoma, they're playing to keep their 25-year bowl streak alive. They've made the bowls 25 consecutive. This one's good. You need one tonight. Bama, tied for fourth in turnover margin, plus 13. Meanwhile, Oklahoma, they've had 13 turnovers in the last five games. We got two teams going opposite directions when it comes to turnovers. Bama quarterback Jalen Milroe, 15 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. But you know what? 15 passing. He's got 17 with his legs. He's got 17 rushing on his own. And that, of course, takes us to the big game. And we all know what this is. Presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown, fried perfection. That is Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Family owned and operated since 1957. Go in for a lunch bunch. Go in for a little lunch quickie. Order on your phone. Nothing better than Bud's Chicken and Seafood for a college football Saturday. How about a chicken finger lunch bunch? Three hand-breaded chicken tenders made of USDA tenderloin. A side of your choice, like crinkle cut fries, mac and cheese, potato salad. Two of their legendary corn fritters. And an ice-cold drink. Fizzy, with a little bit of the dew dripping down the side of the cup. All of that, that's a lot of food. That's a lot of food for just $10.25. Best value and fast casual. There's no question it's Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Voted best fried chicken once again in Palm Beach County by you, the people. Voted best fish sandwich anywhere by everyone. You can order on your phone for pickup. You can order on your phone to have it delivered. You can order on your phone to go pick it up through the drive-thru. Have it ready for you when you arrive because everything is made fresh. Family-owned, family-operated since 1957. Six locations in Palm Beach County. Go to budschicken.com. Budschicken.com because Bud's Chicken and Seafood is yum, yum. What do you think the big game might be today at noon?
If I had a guess, Indiana versus Ohio State University.
You're so good at this.
It's just a great game.
The fifth-ranked Hoosiers of Indiana, 10-0, travel to the Shoe. The second-ranked Buckeyes of Ohio State, 9-1 on the season. They are a 12-point favorite, but this line fluctuates. Look at Hard Rock Bet. You see 10.5. You see 11, 11. And moving a little bit. IU quarterback Curtis O'Rourke, second in the nation in passing efficiency. He'll need to be that today. 21 touchdowns against 4 interceptions. Do you realize he's one spot ahead of Ohio State's Will Howard?
That's amazing. It's a great story. They're playing each other.
That's right. It's a great storyline for today. Indiana has the number one rush defense in the nation, 72.2 yards per game allowed. By the way, they have allowed 100 yards rushing or fewer, fewer than 100 yards rushing 7 times this season. This run defense makes your life difficult, and they plan on doing that again today. Indiana, with no wins against Ohio State since 1988, they are 0-30-1. And the Hoosiers, they enter off a bye. Did you notice Ohio State has had a ton of opponents this year that enter off a bye? Have you noticed that?
It's like they're making it so that they got that fork on the road.
They're letting people prepare, have extra preparation for Ohio State. It's a wild scheduling abnormality, if you will. This one is the big game, and it's in that rare noon window, which is great because we get off the air at 10, and then we don't count down to kickoff. And
right
here,
there.
And here we go. Your thoughts on Indiana, by the way, schedule-wise, these two have just a little difference in strength of schedule.
Yeah, Indiana's coming off a big win against Michigan, but I think this is the big test.
This is the ultimate.
Absolutely. This is the game that if they do go out and beat Ohio State, now we're talking about an Indiana State who can actually make a long run in this playoffs format. But this is a big test. I think you said it. Will Howard is having a sneaky good season. You could say he's having a Heisman candidate season. And just two options.
You almost said Cam Ward there?
He's just in my mind.
Almost said Cam Ward. That's a little Freudian.
Yep. But both offenses, you know, they're explosive. They look for that big play. I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game.
This one should be fun. It'll be decided, really, if Indiana can take away Ohio State's run and then say, find another way.
Right.
Because we're not going to let you do it here. That is your big game presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood. I love me some Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Love! Crispy, crunchy, juicy. It is golden brown fried perfection. You know about the quickies. You know about the lunch bunch. Check the menu. Get it today. It'll make your whole freaking weekend. Go to budschicken.com, budschicken.com, because Bud's Chicken Seafood is yum, yum. The big story this week, the Jets are a mess. We know that. But Rex Ryan wants the job again. He's freaking openly campaigning for it. Take a listen to Rex Ryan on ESPN New York, our brothers and sisters there in the city. Listen to what he said this week about the job.
I look at it this way. Blow it up. We're going to blow the opponents up.
We?
There's way too much talent on this team to play the way we've been playing.
We?
Period. And we? How hard can you get a guy to play? That's the thing. Like, nobody's seen a team going to play the way as hard as this team's going to play in the future. Trust me, if I'm the guy. Trust me.
Finally, an if. He said we like he's talking French. We. Bro, you don't work for the team. You haven't coached a team in a decade. Like, this is insanity. Meanwhile, listen to what he says separates him from other guys they might hire, and listen as he takes a shot at John Gruden. Listen.
And that's going to be it. That's what's going to separate me from all these other guys you're going to bring in. You know, your Grudens, your whoever, whatever. Give me a break. They ain't New York Jets. I'm all about the Jets.
Wow. You may be about the Jets, but he's clearly not all about John Gruden. He said, give me a break, in fact. And then Rex on second chances about getting another shot to do his dream job. Listen.
And the great thing is, all right, yeah, second chance. You get a second chance at it and things like that. It doesn't happen very often. Yeah, well, when it does, it's usually special. And so we'll find out if I get that chance or not. If not, then, you know, hope they have one hell of a guy in place, because I still want to be a fan of the Jets. I still want to be. Aww. But, you know, when I look around, I know nobody's better than me.
Wow. There's confidence on that. Meanwhile, the Jets firing Joe Douglas on Tuesday. And then you heard Todd McShay explain the problem with that organization isn't quarterback, isn't coach, isn't GM. It's what? Listen.
Joe will be fine. The Jets won't.
Damn.
And the reason I say that is Woody Johnson is among the worst owners in the National Football League.
Wow.
If the Jets can't win with Joe Douglas as the general manager and with the talent that is on that roster, the Jets can't win, period. It's an ownership problem, folks.
Wow. And if you're a fan, bad news, ownership's not going anywhere anytime soon. Coming up when we return, VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson joins us live from Las Vegas with the latest on line movement, liability, lopsided action, everything you need to know so you can make up your own decision on how you want to bet these games on Hard Rock Bet for your Saturday and Sunday football action. All that coming up next. First, though, reminder, X Golf, West Palm Beach. I love X Golf, West Palm Beach. You can play golf inside with a simulator bay while they bring you delicious food and beverages and cocktails. And while there's ladies' night and there's specials and happy hours, you got your own flat screen TV at your bay. Put on whatever game, whatever fight, whatever you want to watch. There's music pumping. It is a party. It is indoors. It is convenient. It's right next to I-95 Okeechobee Boulevard. The perfect place for your holiday event for the season. Perfect place for your charity event. And if you're having a charity golf tournament, why use an actual golf course where there's going to be weather issues and rain and delays and carts and you got to run around to try and find to get FaceTime with the people that you want to see? How about if you just held it inside of one big room where you go bay to bay, see your people, your clients, your partners, whomever? It is X Golf in West Palm Beach on Okeechobee Boulevard. This, by the way, is great for families and kids, too, by the way. Hitting actual balls with actual clubs, not just hitting aimlessly, mindlessly like some places. Short game, putting, playing game, and choosing from thousands of courses around the world you always wished you could play. It is the future of golf. It is X Golf, and it's now, and it's here in West Palm. All the information you want is online at XGolfWPB on Instagram. Go on Instagram, punch in XGolfWPB. X Golf. X marks a spot, the new home of indoor golf. We return, we go live to Las Vegas and get that update from VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Saturday Tailgate with your boy JC. It is hard to believe, but we are upon week 13 in college football. Just like that. In moments, we'll go live to Las Vegas. VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson joins us to give us the latest in line movement, lopsided action, liability, and major wager alerts and all the red flags for college and NFL football as we are heading into the weekend prior to Thanksgiving. Hopefully we'll be thankful by tomorrow night. We made a little money off of the insight that we get with the movement, etc., of the lines. Speaking of money, car accidents, truck accidents, slip and fall, trip and fall. Accidents sometimes cost you money, and they cost you to feel like you're losing control of your life. Well, that's where Anajar and Levine come in. Accident attorneys, Anajar and Levine, at 1-800-747-FREE. Friends of mine, Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine. Don't you know they got a big team of litigators, and they will fight for you to get you the maximum compensation you know you deserve. If you had an accident and you're thinking you'll deal with the insurance company on your own, think again. No shot. They never play fair, let alone fight fair. Just call 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Anajar and Levine will fight for you. You pay them nothing unless you get paid. They answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The consultation costs you absolutely nothing, and you'll always talk about your case with an actual attorney. That's 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, to take back control of your life. And with that, we do go live to Las Vegas, Nevada, to VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson, who joins us once again Saturday tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Patrick, how's the traffic situation, road closures? It's F1 weekend again, and we know what a freaking headache that was last year for you guys.
Yeah, F1, sometimes referred to as FU to the locals.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say more like FU. Unbelievable.
It's just impossible to get around a lot of areas on and near the strip, and the headache last year, and I'm certainly going to be trying to avoid it for the most part this Brutal. Weekend. Probably do the Superbook and South Point and keep myself clear of Las Smart. Vegas Boulevard.
Smart. Week 13, college football. Where did it go? Where it always does this. We always can't wait for it to start, and then it's week two, and then you close your eyes and you open them, and it's week 13. And here we are. Mm-hmm. Let's talk line movement, college football, for this slate here today. Any notable movements in the line we should be aware of?
Well, I think you got to start with what's probably the marquee matchup of the week, and that's Indiana against Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
This line got up as high, generally opened like 11, 11 and a half, got as high as 13 at some spots, and then slid all the way back to 10. Mm. Casey Degman, a risk manager at the Superbook here in Las Vegas, told me most of that movement came, by the way, on Thursday. It just slid real rapidly from 13 and a half to 12 and a half, 12, wow. 11, then all the way down to 10. Mm. And he did say they saw sharp money on Indiana on the way down there at plus 12.
Wow.
Could have done better than that, obviously. But they saw sharp money that helped bring that number down. And then as they were coming down, what Casey told me was, hey, we're just trying to figure out where the buy-in point is for Ohio State, what that number is. And apparently once they got to 10, they figured it out. But yeah, kind of an interesting Very. Change in direction on Thursday for that game to go down as much as it did. But again, you're heading into the weekend. Ohio State, a very public team. We could see some interesting things this morning for sure before this game kicks off. Notre Dame was a big mover. Some spots opened as high as 17.5 in that Notre Dame Army game. Neutral site, by the way, Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
There was at Borgata Sportsbook in Atlantic City. Tom Gable told me there was sharp play all the way down on Army, 17.5, 16.5, 14.5. Wow. Ultimately, Notre Dame got as low as 14 at multiple spots. But Casey Degnan, again, at the Superbook here in Vegas, said once it got to 14, they saw a little bit of sharp action on Notre Dame to push it back up a little bit. So big movement on those two games. Those are really the only two that saw real notable movement, but they happen to be two of the bigger games of the week as well.
Patrick Everson, senior reporter, VegasInsider.com, joining us on Saturday Tailgate with JC here on ESPN 106.3. And worldwide on the ESPN app, or just tell any smart speaker, connected device, play ESPN West Palm, and there we shall be. All right, let's continue on to some lopsided action. We can learn a lot every week about really where the public is at based upon what it is they are doing with not just ticket count, but with their money. But we learn equally as much about what we should be doing as bettors based on what the public perhaps isn't doing, as we like to say, fade the public. Let's talk a little lopsided action for college football today, Patrick.
Well, let me start real quick just by saying that Indiana, Ohio State is at BetMGM. That is the most bet game. Indiana is the most bet team by spread tickets.
Whoa.
However, that's a two-way action game. So there's a whole lot of action on both sides in that game. So there's no lopsided play there, which I think is kind of interesting. And the same situation is going on with Colorado and Kansas. Colorado is very well bet. But again, it's not really lopsided in that game. It's leaning towards Colorado, you know, solidly Colorado, but not lopsided. As far as lopsided, Alabama, 81% of bets, 76% of money as they go to Oklahoma. Arizona State in a real key game against BYU. I mean, and it may not be on everybody's radar, but for the Big 12 and what's going on there,
right?
78% of tickets, 77% of money on Arizona State at home. Boise State, real key game for every game is a key game for Boise State because they're trying to get that group of five college football playoff berth. Josh, 75% of bets, 86% of money on the Broncos as they travel to Wyoming. Laramie this time of year is a dangerous place, by the way. Just putting that out there. Not that it'll happen, but and then Texas A&M getting bet pretty solidly at Auburn at BetMGM on spread tickets, 78% of tickets, 74% of money at Auburn. And then Illinois at Rutgers is pretty lopsided as well, 77% of bets and 85% of money on the spread as they travel to Rutgers.
Do we have liability issues by any chance this week? I imagine Indiana and Ohio State has the potential for some liability, but you tell me. You're the expert.
Well, I think here's the thing. I do think there's going to be some comeback as we head over these next couple of hours as we head toward kickoff.
Yep.
Ohio State is going to get some public money and potentially quite a bit of public money. But Indiana is definitely very popular. Caesar Sports, Joey Fiesel told me this week, Indiana on the spread and on the money line. People taking, you know, quasi flyers on that. I mean, look, they're a double digit underdog. So I would call that more of a flyer bet. So they may end up needing Ohio State. A couple of books may end up needing Ohio State. Once, you know, as that game gets toward kickoff, I'm looking at BetMGM's numbers right now, though, and as I alluded to a little bit ago, fairly even action on this game. Definitely two-way play on the point spread, even though Indiana is taking a lot of tickets at BetMGM, so is Ohio State. So an interesting game, although they are definitely, ticket-wise, they're definitely loading up on Indiana to pull the upset on the money line. 82%
of bets. 82% of bets where? 82% of bets
on the
where?
Money line for Indiana at BetMGM.
Wow. That's a lot of faith, my friends, in a team that hasn't really played much of a schedule, but I get it to some degree. Remember, folks, the money never lies. If you really want to know what is thought of games and teams, particularly in that matchup, follow the money. Always follow the money. Patrick Everson, senior reporter, VegasInsider.com. Follow him on Twitter. If you give him 45 seconds, he'll get you up to speed on everything you need to know for games and slates and days, both college and pro, and all of football, and, of course, around the sporting year as well. All right, any major wagers we need to be aware of? Any major wagers on this college football Saturday for Week 13 as we quickly are running out of them?
Yeah, exactly. You noted it. We're just flying right through this football season. It'll be conference championship weekend in a couple of weeks here. And nothing really big that I've seen so far going into the weekend. I'm sure there's going to be a lot that comes in today. A lot of stuff comes in late, especially – you know, at the books up and down the strip, the high rollers come into town and are just unloading all day Saturday and Sunday. But that said, not looking specifically at today's games, but at futures, Caesars this week saw a $50,000 bet on Georgia plus 500 to win the national championship.
That's a quarter million.
Absolutely. That's to win a quarter million. Woo! Exactly. And then there's this one I thought was, a low five figure play on Indiana plus 11.5 against Ohio State, $11,000 on Indiana plus 11.5. That's also at Caesars.
Wow.
And then again at Caesars, this is an interesting one only because this bet either lives on and gets really interesting or it dies today. $200 on Army plus 500,000. To win the national championship.
Let's go.
5,000 to 1. 5,000 to 1 to win the national championship. That was a bet made back in the summer at Caesars. So, you know, if Army pulls the big upset today, that ticket, I think, gets a lot more interesting. It's to win $1 million.
Then there's legitimate liability issues. Let's go Dark Knights. Let's go. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be really fun to see that bet kind of stay alive for a little bit while longer. Obviously, Omri would have to win the American Athletic Conference and be the highest ranked Group of Five team in order to get to the playoffs.
It would be fun for us on the outside. All right, let's shift gears now to tomorrow. NFL Week 12. We got underway Thursday night with the Browns and Steelers. Line movement, obviously, is an issue. This is not a pretty slate. We got spoiled last weekend. We had great matchups, great marquee brands, face-to-face, head-to-head. And this weekend, we don't really have that. We got a couple interesting games. And obviously, you know, the Harbaugh Bowl, that'll be fun. But let's talk line movement in the NFL. Anything we need to be aware of earlier in the week?
Well, you had the Buccaneers. Go from -3.5 up to -6. Obviously, playing into that is the whole Daniel Jones situation.
Yeah.
So that number's up quite a bit, right through a key number of 4 all the way up to a key number of 6. And they are all over. We'll get to the lopsided action, but they're all over the Bucs for sure in this game. My Denver Broncos went from -4 to -6. They're here in Las Vegas this weekend playing the Raiders.
Wow.
And then the Packers, when you're sitting at like 1, 1.5, 2, those are not, it's really easy to move through those numbers, but just the same, Packers from -1.5 to -3 in what probably is the game of the week, 49ers at Packers.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll see the quarterback status, the health, obviously, of one Brock Purdy. But for the Giants, with that line movement that you mentioned against the Bucs, Daniel Jones released. The Giants said, you know what? We're going to do you a solid. We're going to let you go. We always hear about coach bumps and, you know, sometimes coordinator bumps. This is a unique situation where a starting quarterback gets released this late in the season, and you wonder if the Giants don't get a bump from that or even negatively are impacted. But I guess we'll find out tomorrow. All right, let's continue on with lopsided action in the NFL tomorrow. Lopsided action through Monday night. Anything there, Patrick?
Yeah, well, we'll start. It's right at the top of the list. It is the Buccaneers. Are near the top of the list, and then along with another game I just mentioned. But at BetMGM going into the weekend, you're looking at 86% of point spread bets, 89% of point spread money on Tampa Bay. They're all over the Bucs in this game. They're not sold on the Giants at all with the Discord, the quarterback situation, all that. The Broncos, who I just mentioned, this is really lopsided. 89% of spread bets, 95% of spread money on Denver, and they're taking Denver. They're even laying the -225 to start. Now the -275 going into the weekend on the money line with Denver to just win outright. They're willing to lay that price. Tickets and money are almost 3-1 on Denver. The Commanders they've been popular all season. They're in a little bit of a rut here, but they're probably playing the right team to stay popular against the Dallas Cowboys, who just look dreadful. 75% of early spread bets, 85% of early spread money coming in on the Commanders.
Be careful.
From 9.5 to 10.5. Yeah.
Be careful. Be careful, people. If you had to guess what that line was this summer between, you know, Washington with a new coach, a rookie quarterback, and the Cowboys hype machine that was, if you were to have bet this game in, say, July, what would you imagine the line might have been? Just, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but just guessing. It had to be Cowboys laying 7, right?
It would definitely be the Cowboys laying, and I might even be able to tell you here if you can give me just a moment, because sometimes these games of the year have. If you had bet this over the summer.
Yeah. I'm just guessing. I'm guessing it's got to be 6 or 7.
You would have been laying points with the Cowboys.
For sure.
Absolutely. I can see from early summer, like late mid-May after the draft, that's when a lot of books come out with their kind of games of the year. They'll put odds up for a lot of games.
Yeah.
And way back then, it was Dallas 3.5, and it probably climbed from 3. It looks like it was 3, 3.5.
Okay.
I'm looking at DraftKings over the summer, August 25th, -3.5.
All right.
So now you've got Commanders -10.5. What a huge middle opportunity if you'd taken the Commanders +3.5. And now you get the Cowboys at +10.5. That would be awesome.
We gotta start doing that. We gotta start putting together a coalition that wants to middle, that wants to bet these games in July or August, and then come back this time of year and then find those sweet spot middles where we can win both. That's what there's a way to make money doing this. I swear, Patrick, there is.
Oh, absolutely. I don't doubt it at all. If you got in over the summer if you felt good about Jaden Daniels or whatever the coaching staff
bad about Dallas
in Washington and you got in. Oh man. Or bad about Dallas. Exactly. You fade Dallas. You could have got +3.5 on Washington for this week, and you could have got +10.5 on Cowboys for just a massive middle ground where you could cash both bets.
Love that. Love that. All right. Last thing here. Liability to major wagers. Major wagers, anything for the NFL? I know they come later and it's just Saturday morning still, but anything we should be aware of for the NFL?
Well, one of them in the game we were just discussing, the Cowboys-Commanders game, Commanders-Cowboys game. Caesars Sports took $110,000 on Commanders -10.
Whoa!
So that'll be a nifty win if that better gets a cover out of Washington. But again, 10.5 points. That's a lot in the NFL, and you know Washington has stubbed its toe a little bit the last couple of weeks. So still having a very good season.
Wow!
And then again, another futures. I know we had one in college as well with Georgia. BetMGM customer, $30,000 on the Chargers +1,300. To win the AFC.
Wow.
So that's and look, you know, they're 7-3, I believe. They're having a decent season. They get the Ravens this week on like you said, in the Har Bowl. That'll be a really good indicator of where that team is. But if that cashes, the better will cash out. If the Chargers make the Super Bowl, that's better it. Wins $390,000.
Patrick Everson, VegasInsider.com. He's the senior reporter. Follow him on Twitter and get your insights and information. And again, give him 45 seconds and he'll give you the world, as he used to say back at 1010 Wins in New York City. Last thing, real quick. Easiest money I ever made in my life. I used to get paid to go to a sports bar and eat chicken wings. Like literally sit at a table, eat chicken wings. I used to get paid to, with a Sharpie, autograph my name on posters. Easiest money I ever made in my life, Jake Paul. Last Friday night, I know the sports books did very well because the public got sentimental and nostalgic, and people are betting this fight that have no idea what they are doing. They're betting an outcome they hope happens as opposed to doing their homework as to what's likely. I still can't believe the line was only -200.
Exactly. It is kind of wild. It should have been more. I'm not saying it should have been that the money line should have been in line with the Mayweather-McGregor fight, but it should have been a lot closer to that probably than what it was.
Yeah.
This was a wipeout for bettors and a huge, huge score for the books. Everybody I talked to, Circa Sports, we're going to need Paul for our lungs, and we're pretty comfortable with that, which tells you a lot right there because that's a book that takes a lot of sharp action.
Yeah.
Later from Circa Sports, you know, they had more money on this than a primetime NFL game, so they hadn't stopped writing tickets all day long. The Superbook said here in Vegas that we're definitely going to need Paul. BetMGM needed Paul. DraftKings needed Paul. Everybody needed Paul, and everybody got Paul, and the bettors got taken to the cleaners, and the books made a lot of money in what was one of the most well-bet fights ever.
That's crazy.
In North American retail sports betting.
It's crazy. And by the way, I just realized why it is the comeback on Mike Tyson wasn't bigger, because it didn't need to be. Because the people were going to buy it regardless. And the books knew there's more of the idiots out there, you're going to get in on this, than the actual sharps that understand that Jake Paul's going to win an exhibition boxing match that's two minute rounds for just 8 rounds. So they knew.
Exactly. Well,
they knew what you and I knew. And again, easiest money ever made in my life. Follow him on Twitter. Read his stuff. Check him out online. VegasInsider.com. Senior reporter Patrick Everson. Thank you as always, my friend. We won't talk to you before the holiday. So very happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.
Time now for our Saturday Tailgate Pick 6, presented by St. Lucie Battery and Tire. They are the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Anything and everything you need for your vehicle, trust me on this. They did my first oil change in 1998. This is family-owned business. This is purely the community type stuff. This is a great family-owned business with 18 locations, total car care center locations from West Palm through the Treasure Coast. If you need a tire or tires, a battery for any kind of vehicle, an oil change, you need a wiper blade, they should and would and will do everything for your vehicles. And by the way, the best value thereof. They can get you in and out faster and cheaper for an oil change in the dealership where you got your vehicle because of the cost of hourly labor. They work on relationships. They've taken care of people's vehicles for over 50 years. And that means whatever you're driving now, they know what it's had and they know what it needs and what it doesn't. And they're not looking for ways to charge you more. They're looking for ways to make your vehicle actually just last longer so you can save your money because your car is your second biggest investment. Do me a favor. Go online, slbt.com. Make an appointment or just pop in. Batteries for anything and everything. Golf carts, side-by-sides, jet skis, everything. And anything and everything for your vehicles. They're wonderful people is what they are. The home of honest, reliable service since 1970 is St. Lucie Battery and Tire, slbt.com. Real quick, let's pick these. College, today, Colorado, Kansas. This one's at Arrowhead. Jayhawks, +3. Who you got?
I got Colorado covering, -3.
I'll take Colorado as well, laying the 3. So let's continue. Indiana, today at noon. Ohio State, Buckeyes, it says 10 now. I got 10. What do you got?
I think Indiana covers this. Give me the points, +10.
Ohio State, late cover.
Wow.
Ohio State, late cover on this one. NFL tomorrow, Detroit Lions, -7 at the Colts. Who you got?
Detroit, -7.
They're a cover machine.
They are.
All they do is win and blow teams out. Guess what? Not this week. Colts keep it inside the number. This one is a Colts cover. Minnesota, 3.5-point favorite at the Chicago Bears. Boy, they've had some issues. Who you got?
You know what? I think Chicago can cover this.
Of course they can.
But home dogs?
Are their spirits broken since having a field goal blocked last week? After losing a game, after the Hail Mary, everything has gone wrong since the Hail Mary at Washington. Everything.
They've all been close games, so I think this one will be a close game as well, and they'll cover +3.5.
Give me the Bears +3.5. I'll join you on that. Why not? Niners at Green Bay. We got Green Bay -3. Questions at quarterback, obviously, for the Niners. We got
too many weapons in Green Bay. Green Bay covers this -3.
Too many weapons in Green Bay?
Yeah.
If you're talking too many weapons, I assume you're going to say Niners. I know they're all banged up and injured, but I like Green Bay in this spot, too. I like Green Bay laying the 3. Monday Night Football, it's the Harbowl. Not the Harbaugh, but the Harbowl. These two members met in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Back in February of 2013. Jim with the Niners. John with the Ravens. Baltimore victorious. Baltimore at the Chargers. Lil Brother is a 3-point home dog. Chargers and Jim, 3-point home dog. Who you got?
Man, the Chargers have been hot. They're at home. They're home dogs. I think they'll cover this game. +3. Give me Chargers.
Give me the Ravens in this spot. Actually, no, screw that. Give me the Chargers +3. Chargers win this game outright. Forget the 3. Chargers win this game outright, Damian.
I agree.
And there's your Saturday tailgate with JC. Pick 6. Bet these with your head, not over it. And of course, bet them on Hard Rock Bet. Not only legal, but also you're earning bonuses back. More details on that coming up in just a second. Time now for What the Hell Did You Just Say?
What the hell did you just say?
Presented by the Boca Raton Bowl at FAU Stadium on Tuesday, December 17th. Get all the information online, BocaRatonBowl.com, and on social media. Can't wait for another edition of the Boca Raton Bowl. And today, What the Hell Did You Say? Comes to us from Mike McDaniel. Last Sunday, trolling Max Crosby, trying to draw the Raiders offsides on a 4th down in which Miami was going for it. Listen.
Crosby.
Neutral zone infraction. Defense, number 98.
Hey, we didn't have a play called, Max. LOL.
He yelled, LOL. Why are you taunting Max Crosby like that? And then he's saying, LOL. Do they have that kind of relationship?
I think they do. And I mean, everybody
knows.
How
do we know?
I just feel like everybody knows McDaniel in the league. He's kind of have that trolling personality.
That
so
yeah, he's that
he gets
guy.
The pass.
He does. Coming up, we return our Twin Peaks fight picks. Even though the fights happened earlier this morning and actually just finished not long ago, we still got something for you and our Hard Rock Bet easy money play. First, though, speaking of Twin Peaks, let's remember, whatever you want to watch, and today's a perfect day, whatever you want to watch, they're showing it. You want to watch your NHL while you got your NBA, League Cup, and also obviously your college football, Twin Peaks is eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer, made-from-scratch favorites, happy hours, new menu items, and the Twin Peaks girls. It's everything you'd ever want and more in one location, except for Pembroke Pines, Davie, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, and off of I-95 on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Pro tip, go to Twin Peaks. Order a side of billionaire bacon. That's at crunchy and yet chewy, perfect, thick bacon. It starts sweet. And then finishes with a little kick of heat and get a side of white gravy. Dip your billionaire bacon in the white gravy. Call your cardiologist and thank me for it. Twin Peaks, never a cover for fights. Boxing matches, MMA, UFC, PFL pay-per-views, never buy the fights. Instead, just go watch them for free at Twin Peaks, where you'll enjoy, obviously, the eats, the drinks, the scenic views, the 29-degree beer, your made-from-scratch favorites, everything at Twin Peaks, your UFC fight headquarters. We'll get our Twin Peaks fight pick coming up next and our Hard Rock bet, easy money play. See if we can stay hot. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. Time now for your Twin Peaks fight picks presented by your Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views, 29-degree beer, made-from-scratch favorite, UFC fight headquarters, Twin Peaks. The UFC fight card already happened. It's already over. Started at 3 a.m. this morning and finished up just obviously as we were getting started. So I'll give you the fight pick, and it's going to be a fight today. It's BYU at Arizona. It's going to be a fight. Arizona laying 3, this game at 3:30 this afternoon. In this fight, you know what? Let's go Arizona State. Let's go Arizona State laying the 3 against BYU.
They're hot.
And speaking of picking and making some money, let's do that now with our Hard Rock Bet Easy Money Play of the Week.
It's time for Easy Money, powered by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sports book. Download from the App Store and play today. Here's Josh Cohen.
Hard Rock Bet, thank you for the opportunity the last several weeks to let these cash. We're going to do another 4-team, 10-point NFL teaser. You get 10 points to move the line. We got to get all four right. 100 pays 100, 1,000 pays 1,000. Let's go Commanders at a pick 'em. Let's go Niners plus 13, if not to 13.5. Let's go Rams plus 13. And by the way, the Colts, let's take them plus 17. They keep it closer against the Lions, who've blown everybody out. Presented by Hard Rock Bet. Of course, legal in Florida. The only place to play with a brand new kind of parlay, the Flex Parlay. Did you know that you don't got to get everything right in your parlay to still get paid? With a Hard Rock Bet Flex Parlay, you get to choose your payout amounts. Go for a bigger payday, get more bets right, or keep more money if you miss a couple. Download it right now from your App Store, Google Play Store, hardrock.bet. And remember, try Hard Rock Bet now. Get up to $100 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not win. First bet can be a parlay, can be a prop. Bet the over, bet the under, whatever you want. Any game you choose. It's so easy to use the app and so fun. Fund it in minutes. Get paid in minutes. Make that chicken wing money, as I like to call it. I love me Hard Rock Bet, particularly on the ability to live action parlays and moneyline parlays in the NFL. And also, say you got a team up by 2 goals, 7 minutes left in an NHL hockey game. Well, there's going to be an empty net opportunity. I'm taking that team to score another goal. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Hard Rock Bet. Download it today. Play today. And enjoy the games. And just like that, we're in the two-minute warning. And less than as we're running out the clock on this Saturday edition. Enjoy all the football today and tomorrow. Listen, next Saturday, we'll be back. And kids, remember, every day above ground's a good day. But Saturday remains for the boys. Good luck, everybody. See you next week.